Grüße wieder da. Ja.
Ja. Eine Masche. You should be chained and then let loose.
They think that catching fish is great sport, very fun.
What business? They haven't got any business. They must do all these things here. They are not, that is the defect of the modern civilization. Keeping all men in darkness.
Does that mean that the people that catch the fish have to also become a fish?
Oh yes. And will become fish. That they do not know how the migration of the transmigration of the soul is going on. They cannot explain where from the pieces are coming, where from the trees are coming. Everything in darkness. And this civilization, dark civilization, is going on. In the name of civilization. They cannot explain what is death, what is next life. Sometimes they say it is nature, but how nature is working, they do not know. All darkness. Mudha. Navijana. Mamiva Koramam. Birds and beasts, they are also catching fish. This. And they are also catching fish. What is the difference? What is the difference? They have got this nice human body. And they are acting like birds and beasts. And they are kept in darkness. There is no enlightenment. This is the modern city. The smell? What is the smell?
If we go up there, I don't think it will be there.
Some decomposed thing they're handling. And this is not a good place. This side?
The birds, seagulls.
Here? And he has got this human body, he also. He does not know that he has got other business.
In the school, the students say, why not eat fish? Jesus was passing out fish in the Bible, and we all catch fish. We like to catch fish. And when we tell them about meat, they always, they think that we are losing a great pleasure that we cannot eat meat.
Ask them that you will be very merry, that's all right. But do you want to stop this merry affairs all of a sudden? Ask them what they will reply.
They'll say, they'll say, no, we don't want to stop.
Then the nature will stop it. What you are going to arrange for that?
They say, we don't know what will happen after, so we'll just enjoy and have fun now, much as possible.
So why you come to school? Why don't you play all day?
Because and we need to get a good job so we can get money.
Then you are thinking of future? Why do you say? Now you are thinking of future. That is the ignorance. But they do not know what is future like. They are thinking of future, that's a fact. But because they are kept into darkness about future life, they are doing all this irresponsible work.
But nowadays, people usually only go to school because the law requires it. And then at the age of...
there are laws requiring that are not required. They are going to school with some future hope. So every sane man should think of future. But because they are kept into darkness, they are all insane. They do not know what is the future of life. That is the defect. Everyone is thinking for future. But he does not know what is future after death. That is their ignorance. And Bhagavad Gita begins that as the child has future, the boy has future, the young man has future, similarly the old man has also future. So that they do not know. That is their ignorance.
Well, a lot of them will accept, yes, there is future after death, but...
that he does not know what is that future.
Well, yeah, we haven't discovered that yet.
Yeah.
Many of them say, we cannot prove there is any life after death.
Yes, this is true. They say the boy is there and the father is there. The boy is going to be father. This is future. Both of them are there. The boy is also going to be the father. And the father is going to be the grandfather. Why there is no future? These rascals who do not know, say that. But there is future. How we can stop? The boy is going to be father, the father is going to be grandfather. This is future.
But then he dies and they cannot see any future
after
this.
See, your seeing has no power. This is no argument. I cannot see. I cannot see the other side. That doesn't mean there is nothing. This is all rascal. He has become authority. I want to see. What you can see? Now this is Indian Ocean. There is other side. There is India and other island. But you cannot see it. Does it mean there is nothing? So, these are foolish questions. Because they are rascals, they put such questions and answers. That is the proof that they are rascals. They are simply taking authority, his little vision. That's all. What is your vision? Why don't you see what is the other side? But does it mean there is nothing because you cannot see? When one says, I cannot see, that means he is rascal number one. He is believing so much upon his seeing. He does not know that he is most insignificant person. So there is no value of his seeing. That he does not. Therefore he is a rascal. Is it not? He is believing his eyes so greatly that I cannot see. And what is the value of your seeing? What you can see?
But there are so many people who come to us and say, well, we can see. There are so many people who come to us and say, we can see. But we don't believe they can see.
What they can see? You can see? How do you?
We don't think anyone can see.
No, nobody can see. That's what Vedas said. Your seeing should be through the book of knowledge. That is seeing, not with these rascal eyes. What is the value of these rascal eyes? We know that there is, through books, through geography, we know that the other side is India. But not by seeing with these eyes, or by touching it, or smelling it. These senses are useless. But these rascals, they depend on the senses, sense persons. Therefore they are rascals. The imperfect sense perception, they believe too much. Therefore they are rascals. They do not know the value of sense perception. Mura. Pasyati jnana chakshusa. That is seeing. Jnana chakshusa. By the eyes of knowledge. Not by these imperfect senses. Anxious for the future. Why do they keep bank balance? Thinking of future. Why they make insurance? Why they make hospital insurance? Everyone is thinking of future. But because he is rascal, he is thinking simply for this span of life. Tathāde hāntara prārthi. Again you have to accept another body. That's it. So let's go. Simply calculating this.
So, we accept that, but in the next life we have a new future. This life we have this future, in the next life...
future, suppose you become one, let's grab. Enter into this is a very good future. You have seen? So, what is called? The crab?
Crab, yes.
They know everything. How to defend, how to eat, how to. Do you like that life?
Well, I don't like it now, but if I was a crab, I might like it.
Become a crab, that's all. This is the solace. This is ignorance. You don't like it, but when I become crab, I like it. That is Maya's cover. Otherwise he cannot live. If the crab thinks that I was king in my past life, now I have become a horrible for me. Therefore he forgets. That is a concession of to forget whatever he had. Just like here, they try to forget by drinking. Intoxication. That kind of forgetfulness is also happiness for the rascals. Nobody wants to be degraded. But if in degradation one forgets his past life, if that kind of happiness is happiness, you can do it. This is for the fools. The dog forgets that he was a prime minister in his past life. And his statue is now being worshipped in the memorial hall, and he has become a dog. This kind of happiness is happiness that you think of. Actually, it is like that.
Well, all these things are relative anyway. So whether I'm a dog or a human being, it doesn't really make much difference because I'm still existing.
Still, you don't want to become a dog when you are a human being.
But when I'm a dog, I wouldn't want to become a human being either.
Yeah, this is means happiness in ignorance. That is ass. He is getting 2 tons of load. And if he's thinking I'm happy, it's nice. Therefore, they are called ass. Accepting distress as happiness. Therefore, they are called ass. That is the difference between ass and human being.
I saw some asses in the university yesterday. Asses and monkeys. One professor was working so hard he was almost crying because he had so many exams to mark. A very big burden on his mind.
Isn't it that if one is happy, then that's all that counts? Because happiness is also relative, so if I'm a monkey...
No, there is absolute happiness. You do not know that. You are meant for that, because you are a living being. But on account of your ass quality, you do not like to understand. Mura, Navija.
Before, my parents used to tell me that nothing can be absolutely true because everything is really finer shades
because
of gray.
He has no idea what is absolute truth. He's in darkness. He does not know there is absolute world. This is relative world.
They think that people who say there is absolute truth have not observed the other thoughts of other people, so they haven't seen everything.
What is that other thought? You know, everyone's thought. We know everyone's thought.
In the university newspaper I was reading, all the discussion is about things like homosexuality is all right or not all right.
Achha.
and
they're discussing.
Yes, big in the newspaper articles in the university. The homosexuals are campaigning for equal rights. And there's big debate whether homosexuals are good or bad. All over the world, the homosexuals and also they're arguing over Palestine and Israel. And sometimes recently in Melbourne there was a fighting between people who support Israel and Palestine. All these arguments they have in the newspapers.
Even in Los Angeles they have a group of homosexuals who used to get harassed by people all the time. So now they've become a military group and they carry weapons. And if anybody harasses them, they shoot them. They're called militant homosexuals.
Even in one high school here, they asked the question whether we accept homosexuals or not, the students. And they said, I said, of course not, this is only a perversion. And they said this is nature's way to stop overpopulation. This is nature's solution to end overpopulation, because there won't be any children. So much foolish.
How degrading in the way of society. And the children, they are hysterical.
It seems that step by step in the law courts and the judges, everyone is step by step accepting more and more degradation and making it legal, everything.
Even when a man commits first degree murder, he only gets 10 years jail.
Hmm?
There are cases of people committing cold-blooded murder and only getting 10 years jail. And then after that, getting out again, doing the same thing.
They think that this poor man who's psychologically disturbed has killed someone, so they give him 10 years in jail. Then they say now he is rehabilitated. He has been very nice in the prison here. He's acting very nicely. So we want him to be happy. So we'll let him out on parole as long as he's good. Then they let him out. That's why we take your books to the prisons. Sometimes we have a contest to see who can distribute the most books in 3 days. When they were deciding who would go with Madhavisa Swami to India, they had a contest to see who could distribute the most books and get the most Lakshmi at the same time. So they would collect much Lakshmi, then they would go out and give away books to the prisons and jails and hospitals, cases of books, and they put them in the libraries too. They agreed, otherwise they didn't give. They would ask them if they would use it and they said yes. So in 3 days they distributed very, very many books.
Three.
Yeah. Hmm?
Three.
Excuse me?
The free hospital?
Oh, yes. First they collected the money elsewhere.
Yeah.
Then they gave it away, yes, to the hospital and prisons. One boy collected in 1 day. He won the contest. He collected $750 in 1 day. Australian dollars. That's almost 1,000 US dollars. And I don't remember how many books. There's very, very many books he gave away also. Big books, hardbound books, Krishna books, Srimad Bhagavatam.
You are trying to serve Krishna very well. That is very good. These rascals are in ignorance. And you are trying to enlighten them. Vedic studies. Reading book, do somebody come and get question?
Yes.
They receive regular letters, inquiry.
Yes, here we do. I answer many of the letters when they come. Last week, just before we came over to Perth, one boy wrote a letter. He said, I cannot come to your temple, but I'm a student in Geelong. That's one city near Melbourne. And when I come to Melbourne, I always get your Back to Godhead magazine. So he said, how can I become a member of the Hare Krishna movement? So I wrote him a letter to, and I told him about getting more books and chanting. And one man wrote us a letter from New Zealand. And he said, I have Srimad Bhagavatam part 1, 2, and 3. Can you please tell me how many other parts I can get, because I want to have them all.
That's very good.
And in the schools, they have comparative religion courses, and they usually write us a letter saying, can you please tell us for our comparative religion class what you believe and what is behind your movement, and things like this. And if they're close enough, we usually go there, but we also write them and send them some literature. Everyone in the classes, I find in the schools, everyone is bored with their ideas, their teaching, and everyone is hurt at all, and they're bored. But when we come, they become very interested. Just like one school, we had 1 hour, we showed the film, then we talked and answered questions for 1 hour. And then the bell rang, it was time for their next class. So the teacher said, students, shall we go to the next class or stay here? And they said, oh, we'll stay here, this is much better. So they stayed for 1 more hour. Because their teaching is so dry, but we hand out Mahaprasadam, and it's very interesting.
Go on, pick up the fortunes.
Usually in each class there's three or four students who are especially pious. And they stay afterwards and ask many questions. We can also see that they're more affected by the understanding they received.
This road is good. There's no traffic.
Yes.
All of our temples, they're receiving letters regularly from interested persons who...
That is a very good sign.
...got a book on the street.
It is not meant for mass people. Only selected fortune. My Guru Maharaj used to say, if I could make one person to be Krishna conscious, then my mission will be successful. It is not for mass conversion. Only the fortunate, they can do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by introducing Sankirtan, even the mass can take form. Another facility. When there is Sankirtan, everyone joins. And by joining in that way, then become Buddha.
In Sydney, the city council once tried to stop us legally from chanting in the street. First they arrested us 2 years ago, but then they spent many dollars of tax money to prepare a case for the court, and they didn't even tell us. They had the court session and the judge ruled that this Hare Krishna chanting in the street is it adds color to the city. The judge said this adds color to the cities and is not illegal. Why are they saying this is illegal? This is their right, and it makes the city more colorful. So actually,
nice judge. God gave him sense.
Yes. So actually, many people like to see the chanting now. Usually, we go downtown. A big party on Friday and Saturday nights when they have late night shopping and movies. And many people clap and they dance a little bit, sometimes mocking, but they also, you can see they're affected. And usually if we stop in front of the cinema and chant there, 50 or more people, they just stop and they stare. And they can't think of anything else, they just watch. And watch and watch. They seem to be fascinated by it. The sound of Krishna's name.
There is natural tendency to hear. Artificially, they stop it. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. It appeals to the heart. Unless he is too much sinful, it will happen immediately.
In Sydney, there was one teacher in a school, private school, for rich men's sons, very, very wealthy. And he's the head of general studies and the school chaplain, Christian. So one boy from the school became a devotee, although he still went to the school. And the discussion came up in class about what the Hare Krishna's believe. So he invited us to come.
The clergyman.
Yes, yes, chaplain, school chaplain. And he liked it so much. I remember he was taking notes and he was smiling every time one point came up that he liked. So he asked us to come again the next week and again. And then the next time we went to 6 classes in one day. For about 2 months he asked us again and again. And then to show the film. And he was always taking notes. And he would say, what was that again? Part and parcel. Yes, he was very sincere. Then one day he came to the temple on Sunday because I invited him. And he wanted to make sure that he wanted to find out the difference between us and Christianity. But he was convinced in the end that the main philosophy is the same point, the same purpose.
Yes.
And he ate a big plate of prasadam. He liked it very much. So he was saying that perhaps we can have some regular comparative religion course in the school. And when we show the students, tell them about Hare Krishna movement as a study of our religion, as he calls it, our religion, they can come in the bus to the temple. the students will come in the bus and see how we chant and have some prasadam.
It is good reception. So that is still going on?
Well, it hasn't started yet. This is the plan. This is the plan. But still, sometimes he hesitates because he has doubt. Yes. He gets in bad association, and then he begins to doubt a little bit, I think.
You do your duty.
Part of the street, I think.
That's asphalt.
That is stone, yes.
This stone.
I think it's sandstone from the beach. Many politicians are afraid that Australia may be attacked by the communists. The politicians are saying that perhaps the communists will attack Australia also. Everyone is very much afraid of what can happen in the future because the United States is becoming weaker.
Now they're indulging homosexuals. Or they will become strong. Even the minor students, they are discussing. That means they are having homosex. The stamina is being lost. Now what they have created, it will be lost.
They always seem to think that spiritual life is something to think about and something...
Not very important.
Yeah.
That is it.
They think it's not practical action. They think practical action is politics or some physical thing like the hospital. Money.
That means they have no idea. The spiritual identity. their idea is that the matter is important, but they do not know the matter is not important, but the spirit is important. That is moving the matter. It is very easy to understand. Because the spirit soul is within this body, it is moving. But they cannot understand, dull-headed. What is that force which is moving this body? They do not consider to understand.
Srila Prabhupada, when people in the street hear Krishna's name, the chanting, or they get some literature, does that mean they will not take birth as an animal?
No. They'll get birth in good family. If they simply appreciate it is very nice, then his next life, human life, is guaranteed. Hmm. Very nice family. Simply if he appreciates, yes, it is very nice, that's all. Then he'll get another chance.
Many people think the pictures are very nice as soon as they see them.
Anything they say nice, that means it is guaranteed. Hmm. Next life. Or even in this life, we can definitely, right? As soon as he reads some pages, then it is gone. Those who are inquiring, that means they're liking. Their life is guaranteed.
One man who joined us about Rath Yatra time last year was a solicitor. And he used to buy our books, but he never read them. But he would keep them on his bookshelf, and he used to always think, those are such beautiful books. He used to think like that. But he never got time.
Appreciation.
Yes. He never got time to read it. But when
doesn't
he came.
Matter, but he keeps that book with appreciation. That makes his life sure, insure. He immediately becomes in touch with God, who keeps the book with reverence and love. Immediately he becomes in touch with God. Because these books are representative of God.